What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
5 o'clock hour brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, where boneless Thursdays are going on, guys. Buy one, get one boneless wings. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we're glad that you're here. And here is what we're talking about. Our Falcons. Now you're going, well, we know that, Dukes and Bell. Y'all talk about them every day. Look, nobody spends more time or energy, Mike, because we understand what this team means to our community and what it means to Atlanta. But at the end of the day, some of you are not as frustrated as others. And we asked today at 404-726-0929, where are you at on a scale from 1 to 10? And we got some great calls. Susan called in early. She said, look, I've been watching this team all my life. Here's why I'm frustrated. Here's why I just don't understand. I don't get it. You have every right to feel the way you do. But the reason why we're talking about this is because maybe Mike and I have been a little bit more frustrated than you. As we like to say sometimes to our friends, you're too close to it. And so if that's the case, maybe we're not seeing what you're seeing. But, Mike, the evidence today in our poll, in this Dukes and Bell scientific poll, has said that most people feel the way we do about this team.
Yeah, I mean, you feel good about, look, one thing for sure, you feel good. However we got there, you know how I felt about that whole draft week and all that, but it certainly looked now we're in position, you know, because, yeah, maybe if Penix Jr. is doing his job and the offense is scoring points, we will never be picking in the top 10 again. And hopefully we can fix the defense. I think it's balanced. I think everyone is excited about the offense, but frustrated about the defense. And then, you know, yeah, you can, in the conversation, bring in, as all Falcon fans do, or mostly do, the history. And the history then, you know, past becomes prologue, and you feel that, well, we haven't been able to do that, so it won't happen this year. Well, no, 16 was that year that we fixed things. And we almost, I don't have to remind you, but let's see where people's heads are at right now, because we're kind of taking the temperature in the room. And how frustrated are you right now? What's your level? Where are you at?
Yeah. And the reason why, too, guys, is because I'm hoping you don't feel this way in a month. I'm hoping you don't feel however you feel in 2 months, because the reality is things change, and they change fairly quickly. The Commanders were a 4-win team last year. They were in the NFC Championship game this year. Like, that could easily be us. And I know, because of Mike saying the history plays a role, you don't want to believe that.
Right.
And so
it's hard to detach yourself from it.
Yes.
But, you know, and yes, there is a general manager here who's made some moves which maybe raised some eyebrows about the personnel on the defensive side. No one debates the offensive side, Pitts aside. But, yeah, I think if you can just kind of separate. Funny, I told you earlier today, I go get my chiropractor adjustment, and my doctor, he's busting my chops. He goes, man, shoot. As soon as we get to the draft, you'll be high as a kite on this team. You're gonna be. He goes, you're not gonna be Dr. Rose. You'll be. You'll come around. You're not gonna be negative Nelly once the draft comes. They'll hit on somebody you were interested in. They'll get them.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. Yes.
Let's hope so.
Please do.
Eric in Kennesaw, welcome in, man. You're old Dukes and Bell. What's your scale? 1 to 10. Are you frustrated or no? Where are you at?
Hey man. Hey. First of all, I want to give my condolences to the people affected by the plane crash this morning. Terrible. I'm going to start off by saying I'm a 5. I'm not going to focus on the negative. We all know what the negatives are on this team.
Right.
I want you guys to remember back, I want to say against the New York Giants, where Michael Penix, he threw a jump pass to Drake London in the end zone, and he didn't connect on it. And he turned right back right around and did it again.
Right.
That right there is what this offense has been missing, that element in the red zone. People wonder why we struggle so much in the red zone. It's things like that that, you know, that kind of lifts us up, you know, and it kind of reminds me of the good old days of, you know, Julio and Matt. You know, we didn't do it enough, but it just made me happy to be able to see that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I have high hopes for our offense, and I'm just hoping that, you know, maybe we could see a little bit more of that. I don't think our defense is going to be that good, but hey, maybe our offense can cover their butts like we did in 2016. What do you guys think?
Well, we talked about it. It was actually, I think it was the Carolina game where he went back to Drake in the end zone, because it looked like this is something we used to talk all the time about with Matt and Julio. And why couldn't, and we got Pitts. We thought Pitts would be that guy. But they're able to go back to it. He knows he's got it. That whatever the play, no, we're going back to this. We got this, and we did it. And they executed it. You know, and then West Durham go 9-5, you know, and that's the call. And that's something that you can certainly feel excited about going into next season. You've got a guy, the alpha dude at quarterback, who's super accurate.
Yes.
You know, and can make those plays we need made in the red zone.
Those are definitely reasons to feel good. And I'm glad you said five. Because what I'm telling you is, let's turn the temperature down. Maybe we got to turn it down a little bit. Norris in Gainesville, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Norris, where are you at? Scale 1 to 10, man.
Frustration level is at a 9.
Okay.
Teetering on a 10.
Why?
I'll be honest with you. I'm dangling from the cliff of optimism here. Just based off of, I called Andy and Randy before the season ever ended. We operate under the term of insanity. We continuously do the same things over and over again, expecting the same result. It's never changed. And they disagreed with me, which is that's their opinion, and that's fine. But I still stand strong on the fact that we operate like we're insane. We build the offense, and we always leave the defense behind. And it starts up top. Even back when it was Matt Ryan, it was build the offense, and we'll outscore everybody.
Right.
And that just, it's never changed. And we haven't swayed from that at all. And I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but it boils down to, it's coming from above. It's not, and I guarantee you, it's not a situation where Ra got here and was like, I need another wide receiver. I need another running back. I need another tight end. Mm-hmm. No, he's a defensive-minded coach. I guarantee you, he looked at our defense and said, good God, what do I have here? And that's exactly what we've been saying the entire time. And I'll end this by saying something that's probably controversial in a lot of ways, but send Rich McKay back to Tampa Bay. That's where he belongs now.
Well, they maintain that he's not involved in the football side. I've been scolded over saying that, so we'll take him at face value. And what they say about Rich, he's involved with United, but I understand. The thing that he talked about, and this is where the frustration creeps in, because he's right. I mean, one thing you can compare is we try to avoid the history, but there is correlation between Carl Thomas Dimitroff and our current general manager, Terry Fontenot, and they do really well in the skill positions, but they struggle in the trenches on the defensive side. You could make that argument.
I would say this, Norris, and thank you for calling, man. And look, I'm glad, you know, we can have this discourse where you call Andy and Randy, you call us. We're glad you listen to the radio station, but the bottom line is, it's an offensive league. Everybody knows it. You look at the two teams that are heading to this year's Super Bowl. Look at the four teams that were in the championship games. The Buffalo Bills average 30 a game. The Commanders hadn't lost in 10 weeks and were scoring like crazy, even though they had a tough time stopping people. Mm. The Eagles, the number one rush team. You look at Patrick Mahomes, and they didn't score like they normally do, but they put up 32 for the first time all season because they had to. Here's what I'm getting to. The NFL and the rules in the NFL, and you ask these defensive coaches, and they'll tell you, it's an offensive league. You have to be able to score. And we got a coach 4 years ago that came in and said, we got to be able to score more. And I don't know how long Matt Ryan's going to be here. I think, as Mike likes to say, he'll be here for a couple of years. He was here one. And then you got caught up in drafting offensive guys because the whole notion was, well, we got to have an explosive offense. I understand the premise. I do. But when you say, like, hey, they're not focused on defense, all these teams realize now you got to get one quarterback. Two, you got to get explosive guys on the outside. And, Mike, you got to be able to put the ball in the end zone because the rules play to your favor. Now, with that said, does it mean that they shouldn't address the defense? No. Guys, we just haven't been lucky enough. I know this sounds corny. Right. We haven't been lucky enough to get the right guy.
No, and look, you said it. I mean, the first year of the collaboration. You had a coach, you brought this up the other day. You know what, Arthur's, maybe Terry said, hey, I'll acquiesce to the coach, give him what he wants. You know, we got a lot of needs on this team. Now, most fans said, what the are we doing with a tight end? But that's what Arthur wanted. Next year, we got a wide receiver because Ridley split. We got a wide receiver.
Running
Bijan.
Back.
Bijan was too good to pass up. Now, only time will tell. I still believe that Jalen Carter will have a rock star career, and Bijan certainly is already in the middle of one. You know, and Jalen Carter's going to a Super Bowl, and hopefully we'll get there. I just don't think that has to be that zero-sum game, but there are a lot of folks who feel that Jalen Carter was the transformative piece you had to have if you want to have that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh-baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
A linchpin for your defense. So that, but that gets back to the philosophy the caller pointed out.
No, it does. We got time for Ramil. Well, no, we do. Ramil, you're up next. I want to grab you here. Thank you guys for calling in. You can too at 404-726-0929. Really good stuff, man. Because listen, this is the you know, therapeutic for us. It, it really is. Ramil, what do you think? What's your scale? 1 to 10?
I guess you could say instead of 5, I guess you could say I'm looking at it with the glass half full, but half full of some dark liquor to drink. So, you know, I'm just out of all this positive, toxic positivity, collaborative effort. I guess if they got a positive attitude and creating a perfect ethos, maybe the players are happy, but they still ain't winning games. I don't want to hear about the vibes are different at Flowery Brands. Like, I don't care about hip-hop stuff like that no more. It's different every year, but it still get the same results on the field, so.
See?
Frustrating.
That's me. That's what I'm talking about. Me. Whenever I say, what do I say every year? It's a new vibe.
Frustrating.
See, I'm part of the problem.
Frustrating.
See, I'm part.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.